It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, you might follow him on the Erie County Blotter, Tim Berry, who's in North Carolina, has been bringing supplies to the people in North Carolina who so desperately need them. Tim, thanks so much for joining us once again here on WBEN. You've reached North Carolina. First off, can you tell us and remind us what you brought with you?
Just about everything you could possibly think of and some stuff you probably wouldn't ever think you would need. And good morning, sorry. We brought a lot of stuff down, everything from diapers, baby wipes, cleaning supplies, food, water, you name it, we've brought it.
And what was it like when you got there? I mean, tell us about what you saw and the response to you coming in there with those supplies.
Fortunately, where we were, we didn't have to see a whole lot of stuff. We did see along the highway some trees down. But the direct area we delivered to in Kingsport, Tennessee, it was clear. And the people that we delivered to, they were so grateful. Rachel and Missy and her crew sent us back some video of them getting the stuff delivered into the mountains. And just amazing. They delivered to one of the churches that's going to pack mule and horse deliver everything. And as soon as they opened up the trucks and everyone started crying. It was amazing.
When you saw some of the devastation down there, I mean, what was running through your head?
I couldn't believe it. We've seen a lot of stuff doing what we do with the on-scene pictures and reporting. This is nothing compared to, what we've seen is nothing compared to what they're dealing with down there.
And Tim, since you've been there, you've already made a decision about going again. Tell us that.
Yep, we're Sean and I, he's my co-owner, we are coming back. We're going to make our way back north this morning. We're doing another run. We're picking up a big old box truck from Penske, and we're already accepting donations. One location up in Niagara County, one location in Cheektowaga, and starting Saturday at the original location in Williamsville. And it sounds like the truck is going to be full before we even leave again on Tuesday. Angola Fire Department is also going to be coming with us. And we'll probably have a couple other groups or individuals with their vehicles coming with us. So it sounds like we're going to turn this into a big old convoy for these people to make their lives a little bit easier.
Hey, that's awesome. And what kind of support have you gotten from Western New York to help fill that convoy?
We've got a couple people that are bringing ATVs with them. We've got it's a huge outpouring of support. I can't even begin to answer that question just simply because of they've donated, their moral support. It's everything in every aspect and we can't thank them enough.
So many people still want to help. What are some of the items that you're hearing about that are in most need?
Cold weather gear, blankets, sweatshirts, jackets, baby food, baby bottles, diapers. formula. It's, if you guys can think about it, if it even crosses your mind as a possibility, they'll take it. We had our big supporter, Gary Chapman, up in Niagara County that donated us a 16-foot trailer. Somebody dropped off 430 packs of Coors beer to his house. So, anything and everything.
Anything and everything. And, you know, we've seen some of the images of grocery stores in that area. The shelves are bare. I mean, completely bare. So you're not kidding that anything would help. You know, when you're there seeing some of what they've dealt with flooding and impassable roads, I mean, how are people getting around? How close are you able to get to areas where a lot of this stuff is most needed?
With the truck and trailer, we can get probably about 30 miles, 20 miles, something like that, away from the worst hit areas. They're getting around on ATVs, horseback, mules, donkeys. When we get down there Wednesday, or we're going down Tuesday, when we're on the ground Wednesday, we will be also going with them up into the mountains to get a true visualization of what's going on.
Okay. Hey, Tim, you know, when we talked the other day, you were also saying that you were collecting Benadryl and EpiPens. You know, medical supplies are critical for some people. Why these two items?
So up in the mountain areas, they have a lot of ground bees and that live in the mud, and they no longer have their homes. They got flooded out. And they're attacking first responders. They're attacking people that are living in that area, and they're just completely mad, and it doesn't take much to tick them off anymore. And they are just stinging everybody and anything that moves. So it's a desperate need so that they can have some relief from those bee stings, as well as other stinging and biting critters that they have up there.
Wow, that's something a lot of people would never have thought of, and glad that you are and glad that you're helping. One last time for people listening to this, they want to know how to get involved, how to help. Where can they find you? Where can they donate?
We have three donation locations. They're all listed on a very big post we did on our page. It's the Erie County Blotter. It's on Facebook. We have one up in Niagara County in Lockport. We have one in Cheektowaga near the Wegmans on Transit Road. Dick Road. It's not at the actual Wegmans. It's in one of the neighborhoods behind there. And then starting Saturday, we'll be at the original location in Williamsville.
All right. Well, Tim and Sean, our best to you. Thanks. Have a safe trip back, and we'll be in touch as you continue this mission.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Thank you for getting the word out, and thank you, Western New York. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.